Hey, Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
All right, doing well. Nick, just had a question for you on some of the contributions you guys are getting from sort of street free agents, just to use the term. When you think about that, is it rare to get that kind of production from multiple players picked up, I guess you'd say, off the street during the season?
I think really any player that's on your roster, you're looking for production in some capacity. A lot of it is contingent upon who's available and who's healthy to play that week. I think every team during the course of the year has to manage the roster. I don't think we're any different than any other team. So the players that we bring into our program, the expectation is the same. So, I mean, those players have come in, they've worked hard, they've had opportunities, and they've made the most of their opportunities since they've been here. And that's no different than a player that gets here that's only here a week or two relative to a player that's been in the program for the entire season. So, in the end, it's about the players going out there and performing. And a lot of it, too, is the coaches do a great job of preparing those guys for the game. And, you know, we just go through each week and try to prepare for that particular week. It's contingent upon the players to do what they can to keep themselves ready, because really you never know when your number is going to be called. So, I mean, those players have gone in and they've given us some snaps and they've helped us win some games. So, I mean, anytime you have players that can help help your club win games, then that's a good thing.
Nick, for a guy like Mike Wright, and obviously his health situation has been enough to keep him out for, I don't know, 7 weeks or something, is it a situation where you're just sort of holding on as absolutely long as possible to the roster spot, I mean, before putting him on IR, or can you guys just wait a long time since you have some depth at defensive line?
Yeah, we just try to take all the information that's accessible to us, the information from the trainers and the doctors, and, you know, we just try to do what we feel is best for the club. You know, Mike has been out there, you know, whenever he's ready, then he'll be back on the field. I mean, Mike's made contributions to our team this season and previous seasons as well. So, you know, you just try to manage it week to week based on the information that we have at our disposal and just make the best decision for the team that week, and that's what we'll continue to do.
And just from an overall health standpoint, you guys held out, I think it was six guys you declared who didn't make the trip. Four of them have started. And now you got the Miami game and then the bye week. How beneficial do you think this will be health-wise to have a little bit of a break? I mean, do you think you'll be potentially at full strength by the first playoff game?
It's hard to tell. I think really this week we're just focused on Miami. You know, we'll start practicing here tomorrow, and then we'll see where everybody is from a health perspective. And then every situation is different based on their individual condition, their individual situation. So, you know, we'll approach it the same this week like we do every other week. We'll prepare for Miami, and then, you know, we'll worry about the playoffs when we get to that point. So, and it's a week-to-week thing, and that's just kind of how we operate around here.
Nick, in breaking down the roster, sort of when looking at it by how each player on the team entered the league, sort of like, you know, how many first-round picks, second-round picks, third-round picks, I think you guys have 21 players who entered the league as undrafted. How rare is that from your experience in the league?
I guess it means we should have drafted some of those players. You know, I mean, there's a number of players. I mean, if you go back to Green Bay, the number of free agents that they had making contributions to their team, whether it was Shields, whether it was Zombo, whether it was Cullen Jenkins. I mean, you can go on down a league. And each team has a number of players that fall into that same classification and category. So however they end up on our team, you know, to a degree we can control that. But in the end, once they're here, everybody's judged based on their performance, and everybody's presented with the same opportunities, and then it's up to the players to perform on a week-to-week basis. So, I mean, I don't think, you know, the guys that are here are any different than some of the other teams and the situations that they've been in. So, however they get here, they get here. Once they're all here, you know, we essentially tell them the same thing, and the expectation is the same regardless of who the player is. So, I mean, I think those players that have come in that situation have come in, they've worked hard, they've made the most of their opportunities, and it's a credit to them. I mean, it's a credit to the player. I mean, obviously, that they were stacked, the odds were stacked against them a little bit, so to speak, but I think they've worked hard and they put themselves in a position where they make a contribution to the team, and I think that's really, as an organization, that's all you can really ask.
Hey, Nick, now that Carolina has Carolina's locked in as the number one pick, it also means you guys have their, I believe, 33rd pick. Was that, I don't know what you were expecting when you guys made that trade last year, but that's kind of a nice added benefit. Now you have three picks in the first 33.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, the draft is X months away. I mean, we're really not even focused on that right now. We're focused on the Dolphins and then trying to finish off the duration of our season. So we'll worry about that when the time is appropriate.
Nick, just going back to that number of 21 players who entered the league undrafted, I mean, just in terms of context, is that high for you guys based on what we've seen, you know, from your time here? Is it around the league average from what you've seen? I'm just trying to get a better feel for just context of that number.
Right. You know, Mike, it's probably something I would have to go back and study and look at. I mean, I think the way it works every year, you know, just with the draft, you draft X amount of players, whether it's 8 to 12 or whatever it might be, and then there's another, you know, eight to 10 players, or however many players it takes to fill out your 80-man roster. So the numbers are going to vary on a year-to-year basis. So, I mean, I'd have to study it, quite frankly, to tell you a little bit more what the averages are. I mean, we don't spend too much time sort of looking at that during the season. I think that's more of an off-season exercise. But, you know, I'd say, you know, like I said, I'd have to get back to you on that in order for me to give you an accurate answer.
Nick, tonight they're announcing the Pro Bowl team, and I don't know, does it matter organizationally how many of your players are rewarded, especially after a year like this one?
Yeah, I think it's hard, you know, to reward every player that's here. I mean, the Pro Bowl, it is what it is. I mean, I think we all kind of know how that's voted. I mean, it's a fan vote, it's a player vote. There are a number of things that go into it. But, I mean, I'd say that there's a number of players this year that have made a significant contribution to our team in some capacity. So, I mean, that's the most important thing. And I think the players will probably tell you that as well. It's nice to be recognized league-wide. But the most important thing is the recognition that they receive and the respect that they receive from their players that they're with on a day-to-day basis. So that's the most important thing. And, I mean, there's been a number of players that have made significant contributions at different points of the year. And in the end, that's the most important thing. I mean, there's a lot of great players that play in this league, and unfortunately, they don't have the opportunity to go to the Pro Bowl, but a lot of that is sort of out of their control. So, you know, I think our players, I mean, you can ask them what they think, but I think it's nice just when you get contributions from as many players as you can within your program, and you want them to do well and be successful.
Nick, you're more of an offensive guy. Can you speak a little bit about the streak that Tom Brady's on of 319, I guess it is, passes without an interception? And do you have an appreciation for how, I mean, there's so many things that can happen. He almost got picked off in the Green Bay game off tip passes and things like that. So there's a little bit of luck involved, but I assume there's just a great deal of decision-making and being so protective of the ball that goes into it.
Yeah, I think Tom deserves, you know, a lot of the credit. I mean, he and Billy, I mean, the amount of time and preparation they put in on a week-to-week basis. I mean, Tom is probably one of the most prepared players. You know, he prepares as hard as anybody on our team and anybody in the league, and he makes good decisions with the football. I think one of the most important things as a quarterback is you want to try to make good decisions with the football. You have to make them quickly. They're going to be under duress. But he prepares as diligently as anybody, and he practices the same way. I mean, he wants to be perfect. He tries to be perfect on every throw. And in the end, there's an X amount of things that can happen during the course of the game. Like you said, there's been situations where the ball has been batted up in the air and it happened to fall to the ground, and that's circumstance, whatever the case might be. But, I mean, I think it's a credit to Tom. You know, and really it's a credit to the offense as well, because you want to execute. The players have to be in the right spots. The receivers have to be in the right spots. Protection has to be. So there's a lot of factors that go into it. But in the end, Tom's the one that's pulling the trigger, and he's very diligent and very conscious of taking care of the football. And turnovers have made a difference for our team this year, and I think one of the things on a week-to-week basis, the team that wins the turnover battle more often than not comes out on top. So we talk a lot around here about ball security and taking care of the football. the reality is whenever the ball's in your hand, you sort of hold the fate of the entire team in your hands. So, but Tom, you know, Tom's done a great job all year, and, you know, I think he's been consistent, you know, every year, just making good decisions with the football. And, you know, it's, you know, quite frankly, it's a remarkable achievement. It's a credit to him.
Along, you mentioned the ball security for the entire team. You know, along those same lines, it's been 7 games since anybody on the team has turned over the ball. You talk about emphasizing that, but how to see it, you know, it, you talk about things all the time, but they don't always play out the way that you stress them or anything like that.
Sure.
Can you just talk a little bit more about the entire team and this, you know, impressive run of not turning the ball over at all?
Yeah, really, it's a team-wide thing. It goes both ways. I mean, I think our players have taken a considerable amount of ownership. I mean, they understand the importance of ball security and ball possession. You know, whether it's their technique, how they're carrying the football, and those types of things. And it's something that our coaches that, you know, offensively we preach to the players. They take ownership, and vice versa. I mean, we've been able to get it off the opponents defensively, and it really it has an impact on the game and how it goes. So when the defense is turning the ball over, when the offense is taking care of the football, and that carries over into the kicking game as well, it's a team-wide thing. But I think the players deserve a lot of credit because, in the end, they're the ones, the ball's in their hands, and they've taken ownership, and they've done a great job of securing that football. And, you know, there's nothing more important than ball possession and ball security every single play. So, you know, we need to continue that moving forward. Hopefully that won't change. But I mean, I think it's a credit to the players and the coaches. They do a great job of implementing, and there's drills and different things that you can do during practice to sort of simulate that. But in the end, in the game, it's a different situation because there's other factors that are involved. But, you know, hopefully we continue to possess the ball. And when you possess the ball, it means you have more chances to score. And offensively, in the end, you're on the field to score. So that's the goal.
Final question for Nick.
Nick, as you look at this final week and playing the Dolphins, anything in particular from a player's standpoint that you think is important that they need to accomplish here in the final week? I heard Bill mention yesterday there's certainly some things that the team needs to work on in this final game of the season.
Yeah, I think any week you really want to go out there and you want to play well in all three phases. You want to play consistent. You want to minimize mistakes. And the reality is we're playing a good team. I mean, defensively, they're third in the league on defense. They have 39 sacks, which is the top of the league. So there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of good players that they have on the defensive side of the ball. You know, and offensively, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons. Devon Bess is probably one of the better receivers, slot receivers, probably one of the more unheralded receivers in the league. But he gives us problems every time we play him. And Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams present issues when they have the ball. So the idea is to prepare for a good opponent to go out there and play well. And, you know, that's the most important thing.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Stace.